Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, canonical issues on gelatin, scenario number 2. In the ingredients section, one reads the term porcine gelatin. However, the duty-bound Muslim, they don't accept that istihala arises. Now, if one doesn't believe that istihala does arise, i.e., this bone collagen, the specific form, it's still regarded after this process, this hydrolysis that arises, that chemical hydrolysis, one regards the specific form as unchanged. Okay? In such a case, one doesn't accept istihala. What's the ruling here? Now here, so this gelatin is still regarded as the same specific form as the bone collagen. So it's still najis, because it was, you know, from a pig. It's porcine gelatin. So it's still najis. Now we add this and mix this up with different materials, okay, before that chocolate or that sweet or that whatever is actually produced, we mix it up in something. And now we have to introduce a new term, istihlak. The question now, when that gelatin is mixed with something to produce the food, is does istihlak occur or not? Okay, now istihlak, I'll give the definition here. Remember it, because it entails, throughout the next few lectures, inshallah, we'll be using it quite a bit. It's the process, very, you know, concise definition. It's the process whereby after a product is mixed with something else, all traces of that former product vanishes. If it vanishes, istihlak has occurred. Okay, there's no more trace of that first product that we had. Now here, the product is gelatin, and we don't believe istihala arose, therefore we regard that gelatin, that porcine gelatin, as najis naturally. It's najis. Now we add this product, we mix it with something else. Does istihlak arise or not? Now, istihlak, usually we have to assume that and be certain that it arises in a liquid medium. When you want to add that gelatin to something else to make the sweet, it has to be within a liquid medium. I mean, if it's in a non-liquid medium, that won't give the desired result. So that has to be a given, I think. If that gelatin is mixed with something in a liquid medium and istihlak does arise, i.e. all traces of that gelatin now disappear, that final product, okay, that sweet that we have, which technically I don't even qualify as gelatin, I suppose. But anyway, that ultimate product, though, the end result, would be najis and impermissible to consume. Why? Because we said the gelatin was najis. When it wants to be mixed with something in a liquid environment, it will make the whole liquid najis too. And if that's the case, then the end product will be najis. If istihlak doesn't arise, okay, i.e. there's still traces of the gelatin there, then that's definitely a case of it being najis and impermissible to consume, because it's najis, we said. So in either case, whether istihlak does arise or istihlak doesn't arise, the end product is a najis product and you won't be allowed to consume it. Okay, now let's say you don't know whether istihala does arise or not. The same rulings apply as the previous scenario where we believe that istihala does not arise. Because if you're in doubt whether istihala does arise or not, you have to execute istisharp here, that the principle of that presumption of continuity. So here, it's continuity of najasa, because you started off with a najis bone or intestinal collagen. It's najis because it's from the pig. Now, you doubt whether istihala actually arises or not. Here, since you're doubting, you have to continue with what you knew and you knew it was from a pig and therefore najis. So you have to continue with that presumption of it being najis in whenever you doubt whether or not istihala does arise or not in this case. So here, by means of that presumption of continuity, you have to presume it was najis. And that would be the same that you would presume or know when it's substantiated before you that istihala does not arise. That's why these two can be grouped under the same class. So even here, the same applies. Here, you add this gelatin, and you don't know whether istihala has resulted or not, but you have to presume it's najis. Then you add it to something to produce that final result. Does istihlak happen or not? Irrespective of whether istihlak occurs or not, it would still be regarded as najis, and it would be regarded as impermissible to consume. Okay, I think we'll end here, and inshallah in the next talk we'll start with the third scenario, and that's where in the ingredients section one reads the term bovine gelatin extracted from, you know, cattle, from a cow or from a sheep, and so on and so forth. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala tahirin.